You're listening to The Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Dan Minden production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm trying to be better, be nicer, be more accepting of this. I can't think of anything else to call it but a political hellscape, but we're going to do our best. You know, it's crazy to me that we elect the people that we do. I mean, you can tell by the way that they vote that they don't really give a shitey shite about us. I mean, we elected insurrectionists in Oklahoma. So that's where we're at. And, you know, I got into a discussion on social media last night. And I was at the end of it, I was looking for a fight. I got it. And a lot of it was about language surrounding women, right? Like, and it got me to thinking, and I had to put a poll out and stuff, like, all this misogyny and all of these things that are said to women, about women, a lot of that could be halted immediately if men would not accept it. If men would stand up and say, don't talk to women like that. Don't talk about women like that. Like, outside of how fucking fat your wife or girlfriend's getting because she's, you know, spawning your ungrateful children. Like, the nerve, the absolute nerve, and then to turn around and expect women to be at their beck and call. And a lot of times, like, especially with trauma and especially with depression and everything like that, like, I mean, men, it's hard to think straight, and it's hard to fight. It takes a lot of energy to fight. And just, I mean, I can just imagine. I mean, it happens to everybody, right? Like, I just can't take this on anymore. Or I don't have time. Because it's going to break me if I do. And it's like I said, there's so much in our language and how we talk to each other. And I'm interested to learn, and I'm going to contact everybody in our House of Learned Doctors to see if I can't get a handle on some of these issues. I know Dr. Christine Pappas, I love her. I'm trying to get a hold of her to come on the show and to talk about these things, especially in light of what we're experiencing and for all of these efforts to get out the vote, right? Here in Oklahoma, only half of the people voted. Only half of registered voters voted. That's according to the Oklahoma election results. I mean, I'm curious to know how many women voted. Did we vote against our own interests? I mean, we can't really expect people to address this language and this etymology and this misogyny if we don't first stand up to it. And again, it's hard and traumatized. If you're traumatized at all, if you're in some kind of domestic violence situation where you can't say anything, you know, women are just, we're just in such a precarious spot. We're always in danger. That's something that I don't think a lot of men, cis men, if you will, I don't think that a lot fully appreciate that. I think that it seems like, anyway, that it's just like, oh, well, that's my daughter. Those are my girls. Nothing's gonna happen to them because I'm the dad, right? I'm this big, strong man, and, you know, nobody would dare. And that might be true in your presence. That might totally be true in your presence. But these girls have to go outside into the world. And as a father of daughters, I mean, you don't want just anybody saying any old thing to them. And as a man, I would hope that you would want to protect your daughters in that way. And not use any kind of abusive language, misogynistic language around them, toward them, within earshot of them. Because I'm here to tell you, it's hard enough as an Indian woman. It's hard enough dealing with the historical trauma, not to mention the self-inflicted trauma of just life. Shit that happens out of your control that just traumatizes you. And it's a scary, scary world. Especially for Indian women. Nobody gives a damn about Indian girls. And if our own men, our own Indian men, won't stand up for us around other men, that makes it less safe for us. Because that tells them that you don't really give a shit. And that they can say anything they want to your daughters. And I speak from experience. Men have said all manner of inappropriate things to me. Touched me at their whim. The worst thing is when some fucking random man is walking by you and puts his hands on your hips to slide by you. I'm telling you what. I am telling you what. And the worst part about that is when they're fucking facing you when they do it. And then they have the nerve, the absolute gall, to be offended if you say something. Not offended that they fucking touched you and invaded your personal space. Offended that you as some Indian girl have the nerve to say something about it. That's what I'm talking about. There have been so many times in my life where I never said anything about it, especially when I was younger. Absolutely, because you know why? Because we're conditioned to try to get along. It was always really hard for me not to just buck the system on everything, you know? I get that. You know, that's part of my endedness. Somebody tells me I can't do something or not to do something, then that's the first thing I'm going to do, because you can't tell me what to do. I do what I want. And it's got me into some pretty dangerous situations. Situations that I'm lucky I survived, because I didn't know any better. And I didn't know that those things were inappropriate. And I didn't know that you could speak up if you were uncomfortable like that. I didn't know those things. And, you know, and nobody tells you as a young Indian girl that when you do start standing up for yourself and speaking out, that the world gets a lot more hateful. But you have to. You have to do it for yourself, if nothing else. For yourself. And I really hope that if you listen to this segment and you hear this, that you want to help Indian girls, not just Indian girls, but women all across the spectrum, and help us make our world safer. Because we can't do that if we don't have the tools. And we can't understand right from wrong if all we've ever been shown is wrong. And how to be complicit to a man's whim. And that affects our whole lives. And so I want to encourage young Native women to start learning how to stand up for yourself. Start learning how to be happy. And then you do have to learn it. You have to learn how to do that. And you have to commit to it. And I still fuck up every day. There is no sunshine of happiness here in Kelly Jo's world today. But, you know, but I'm fighting through it. And I appreciate having this outlet. I appreciate the feedback and the response that I've gotten from several people who've listened to the show and who have encouraged me to get back to it. This is something I've always found my way back to. And you get it, and it's in your blood, and you can't quit. And this is a great platform for Indians to express themselves and to talk about our issues and to talk to others about these things. But one thing we got to do is we've got to prepare these young people. We've got to prepare them not only how to stand up for themselves, but how to be proud to be Indians, and how to look for those signs of when our Indianness is trying to be disparaged or flat out, you know, taken away. We have to show them how it's done. And we've got some high-powered Indians. We've got some high-powered Indians out there. And, you know, I know one thing. Kelly Jo wasn't built in a day. So, and if we can help these young people just with a little bit of wisdom and a little bit of encouragement how to navigate these horrific shark-infested waters that they're gonna find themselves in. I mean, there's not any way around it. Some of them are already in it. Been in it. So we've got to do our part. And whatever that looks like, I know one thing, the language and how we talk to these young girls. We've got to teach them what's appropriate and what's not. Because I think, as thinking back to when I was younger, had I just known just a couple of key things, then I think it would have made a huge, huge difference. So let's do what we can to encourage our native youth. You've been listening to The Kelly Jo Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Damon Den production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, email nativeartsandmediainstitute@gmail.com. You can always catch past episodes of all shows wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your support.